Hello, welcome to this Friday show for the Lone Star Players podcast. My name is Spencer Luganbill. I will be your host today, going over the late pick five for Friday's card of May 28th, 2021. I've got a very nice special guest with me today. It is the degenerate weatherman of Twitter, Marshall Sterling. Marshall, how are you today?
I'm good, Spencer. I'm good. How about you, man?
Good. Hanging in there. Tough sequence. Me and you were just kind of talking about before we came on the air. Lots of horses and could be a very, very big pick five here on Friday.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely had some full fields, very competitive fields at that. And it's definitely a sequence that I could see paying out pretty well because most of the favorites in these legs I don't really like.
I tend to agree with you there. Let's get started right away with race number five from Lone Star Park. It is N1X Allowance going 1 1/16 miles on the turf course. What'd you like in here, Marshall?
Yeah, this I mean, boy, they start off tough here. This N1X has a lot of horses that are beat up on each other. Obviously, the biggest key race is going to be the N1X Allowance at Lone Star from May 6th. Where a lot of these horses had raced against each other. And that was a full field of 12. And out of that race, I mean, if I was going to spread in this leg, I would need to have at least the second and third place finishers, which would be the number five Hard Attack. And I would also need the number eight in this race, Ready to Roll for Brett Calhoun. I thought that Ready to Roll did everything that he could to win that race last out and just couldn't hold on at the end. I think that Brett Calhoun may have learned something about the horse. The horse ran a top buyer. And I think could easily come back rolling. That the workout after the last race is not necessarily inspiring, but it's not out of the realm of what this horse normally does. So for me, I like those two. And the horse that we haven't seen in a while, the Right Stuff, number two for Bart Hone, previously trained by Christophe Clement. I mean, the pedigree here is just huge. It's great pedigree. And especially going a mile on the turf, I mean, I think a mile hits this horse right between the eyes. And looking at all of the past races, any one of those would beat this field. So for me, my A's in this race would be the 2, the 5, and the 8. I also have to throw in the 10, Jailhouse Kitten. I think this horse has some interesting back races. And definitely has the late pace figures to be able to close into the pace of the race. And also, I would like to throw in the 11 half hours to keep. That would be a C for me. Again, coming out of the May 6th race, ran into some trouble coming down the stretch and really had to squeeze between a couple horses a few different times. And never shied away from it. So I really liked that effort. I thought that with a little bit of a better trip, maybe David Cabrera could get this horse on the win. So for me in this race, like I said, my A's are 2, 5, and 8, B, 10, and the 11 would be a C for me.
We're pretty much the same. One of the only horses I'm going to add in there is going to be the 3 Stands Hook and Bull, also coming out of that May 6th race. I just want horses that if they've reached the buyer par close enough to it, coming out of that race, because if there's so many more in this race, it only takes one or two little moves forward to have a horse jump another horse. And this one being 12-1 in the morning line, I don't want to, spite my nose, whatever the face, the old analogy that is. Some others I liked in here, I like the 5 Hard Attack. I think this one's going to show speed. The winner out of that last race had just broken its maiden previously, so I think it's a little interesting now we see this one come back. Stuart Elliott, Paul Duhon have the jockey trainer combo isn't one we see often. And I just think another one that ran, you know, a 79, the 81-2 back fits really well in this race. Another one for me, Ready to Roll, like you had said, Ramon Vasquez is a big positive ROI on Stats Race Lens for these types of races. And, also wins at 20%. So another one I wanted to add. This thing is big here for me with the class. He's technically 1-for-4 in allowances, but he is 1-for-1 hitting the board on turf, which this race is, so I like that as well. The 10 and the 11 are also add-ons for me. Jailhouse Kitten, I just think when a horse has two figures that fit within the par, even though they do like to run second, but the horse is 12-to-1, you kind of have to trade off for stuff to get certain horses in on the board. The last two races, both those winners came back to win. This horse ran second, so I think this one could be added value. And Half Hours to Keep, another B for me. I just feel that Slowly Improving since turning 5, Broberg in the barn, just one I don't want to have off my ticket, but I will be using as a B. So for me, it's 3, 5, 8 as A's, the 10 and 11 as a B. I will add this for when I'm making my ticket. I'm also going to add Marshall's 2, and I'm pretty much going to take the two shortest price horses for that leg off the ticket, because I don't want to have favorites just scrunching up the value. So I will probably be eliminating one of the other horses I've talked about in this race. I'm expecting the 2 to go favorite. That's why he was off my ticket to begin with. Let's move on to race number 6, a claiming 5,000 B going 1 mile on the dirt. What'd you like in here, Marshall?
The 8-to-5 on the entry is really short. And for me, I only like half the entry anyway. For me, my top pick is the 1A, Sing and Cry in Dubai. Claimed out of the 5,000 B at Lone Star last out for a high percentage claiming trainer in Carl Broberg, but claiming off of a different high percentage claiming trainer in Robertino Diodoro. I think if this horse can get back to any of the previous races, whether it be the April 23rd race or the January 7th race, I think everyone is running for second and it's not even going to be close. The other thing with this horse is there doesn't seem to be a ton of speed in this field. So for me, I really do like the 1A. If the 1A is scratched, then I don't need Bowsen, the number one. I just think that horse looks the same as a lot of these in this field. And at 8-to-5, I don't need that in the least bit. The other horse that I will lean pretty heavily on in this race is the number 7, Know Your Options. This is a first off the claim for Sarah Delaney. I just started looking up random statistics for this trainer, and her first off the claim in the past year is out of control. She is 4-for-10 first off the claim in dirt races in the past year. And that's with a $8.45 ROI with an average payoff of $20. So I think that this horse, the numbers fit in this race. And I really think that coming off the claim, if Sarah Delaney can get to some of the back form, the April 24th or March 26th races, I think that this horse is extremely dangerous against this field. So those would be my two A's. And then a B for me would be Zanucci, the number 2, Steve Asmussen, Stuart Elliott. Steve Asmussen claiming first off the claim race. He's as good as you'd think. He's like a 22%. And the only interesting thing with this horse being claimed off of another high percentage claiming trainer in Carl Broberg, it makes you wonder if this horse can get back to some of the races from earlier in the year, the January and February races, because that muddy effort last out wouldn't win this race, and I think would have to improve slightly off that. So for me, I have to use Zanucci, but only as a B.
We're a little bit different with the entry. I'm totally fine having a Bowsen. I like the fact that I like him, and then I also get the 1A, which you like on top, which is added for me. Just 2-for-2 with the distance, obviously, as a 1-win at Lone Star. When you're dropping out of allowance company into these 5,000 Bs, the last time he was in one of these races was 10,000 B at Churchill in the slop, and he won by 5. Obviously, with Chris Hartman, I think Carl Broberg is right around the same type of trainer. So I'm fine here to take the 8-to-5. I really was trying to single, but I don't want to get beat by the number five Satellite. David Cabrera, Austin Gustafson, another one coming off the claim. Gustafson is fantastic coming off the claim. And I just feel that this jockey trainer combination right now is hitting at 38% with a $2.55 ROI. And take the last race out of it. Now Gustafson had him in the barn. That race was also in the mud. I think that we're going to see big, big improvement. I think this one can spice up the tote board a little bit here in the six. Let's move on to race number seven, a state bred maiden special weight going 5.5 on the dirt. What are we doing in here, Marshall?
For me, I have a top pick of the number nine, Rush the Colors for Brett Calhoun. For me, this horse has been second in three of the past four maiden special weights. And then on top of it, in the past year, maiden special weight dirt sprints, when Brett Calhoun is using blinkers for the first time, he's 8-for-23 with a positive ROI. And out of those eight winners, four of them were at Lone Star. So for me, I would use the nine as a lone A. And, we're talking a little bit before the show, and you had mentioned number seven, Always on the Run, and I definitely would have to include that as a B for me.
For me, the scary thing with the nine is I don't like seeing 4 seconds and then six starts. The blinkers on is pretty much the only reason why I think I'm going to include this horse as an A. I just think that maybe this horse will get woken up. I don't really like the favorite all that much for Carl Broberg on the rail. I just don't want to take horses that have lost in maiden claiming races, as has the nine. But I'm just going to stick with my top pick being the seven, Always on the Run. Danny Fish is doing very well so far at 22%. The 44 buyer was as a two-year-old. Now it's first-time three-year-old. You get all that maturity. You can add, one or two buyer points per month that the horse has been missing. Plus, now you're expecting to hopefully get that second time out improvement. The horse ran fine first time out. I'm not worried about the layoff. This one for me at 6-1. Just to really, really try and get this pick five started really early. We haven't really had many favorites so far chosen. So this is why I think the ticket's going to be pretty, pretty bulky for me. Let's move on to race number eight, an optional 25 clamor going 5 on the turf. What are you doing in here, Marshall?
Yeah, for me, I have a lone A, and that is Smart Set, the number two, trained by Marcus Vitale. The race two back and three back, both with 81 buyers against listed stake and an allowance field. Those are really good races. This horse has speed and is inside, so the horse has no choice but to go. And the horse is much faster than the inside horse, number one, Tis Magic. So I fully expect the number two to be on the lead. And my hope is that he can take them all the way around, wire to wire. The horse is 2-for-2 at the distance, and I think is coming into the race in good shape. I would also have to use the six, which is Lady Gwen, as another horse that, as you and I were talking about, made a ton of sense. And you basically talked me onto this horse. So I got to use the six, Lady Gwen. Number eight, Ellstown, Carl Broberg. Another horse that has been running in allowance and listed stakes company, and one of those allowances won. The horse is 6-for-8 at the distance in the money and has won at Lone Star before. And then also the number nine, Spot On, Frank Lucarelli trained, Lane Luzzi riding. This horse has had 7 lifetime wins, which is more than double of any other horse in the field, and also has won at the distance on the turf at Lone Star Park. I think this one fits gigantically coming in on speed figures and figures to get a nice stocking trip behind the leader. So for me, my lone A would be the two, and then my Bs would be the 9, 8, and the six.
For me, my top pick is going to be the six, Lady Gwen. I have other A's as well, but just super, super solid since coming back off the layoff for Brent Davidson. Always got to be nervous about the bounce factor going 66 to 78, that being her new buyer top as a four-year-old. But I think when we think about, you know, bouncing and stuff like that, you think 5, 6, 7. So I think she has absolutely another step forward in her. She's only had 15 starts. 4-for-4 in the money at Lone Star. 4-for-5 at the distance in the money with one win. One I'm definitely going to be using at the 10-to-1 morning line. Ellstown, you kind of said it all. I think when you look at this horse's races, just toss the last one being on soft turf, and then the numbers just fit right there at 70, 76, 75, and 77. One I'm not going to leave off. David Cabrera has been very, very hot recently at Lone Star. And again, with the number 9 spot on, I just think slow improvement, 67, 66, 72. One I'm not going to leave off and have me get beat at a middling price. So pretty much in this race, me and you are opposites. I am also going to add your 2 as a B. It'll be interesting to see out of those 4 exactly how well we hit this race or how bad we miss it. Let's move on to race number 9 is an N1X allowance going 1 mile on the dirt. How are we going to get paid here, Marshall?
Yeah, for me, my top pick is the number 2, Bordeaux Red, Steve Asmussen, Stuart Elliott. Somehow the morning line maker put this horse at 10-to-1. I'm not really sure how that's the case. But I certainly don't expect this horse to be 10-to-1. I would think probably closer to 4-to-1, 7-to-2-ish would be my guess. But this horse started at Santa Anita with Keith DeSormo. Didn't run at all as a 2-year-old, then took a long break, came back in April at a maiden special weight for Steve Asmussen at Delta Downs. The horse ran okay, but didn't really have much of a pace to close into. Then came back at Lone Star on April 23rd and really ran a pretty credible race. You know, basically stocking a hot pace and was able to win going away. Only won by a length, but did it very easy. And the horse looked good doing it. So I think that we could expect another bump up of improvement, which would easily put this horse in the definitely in the win spot with, you know, we're talking about a 10-to-1 morning line. If this horse is 10-to-1, you're going to hear a Brinks truck backing up to my house as I try to unload money into the truck to bet this horse. The other horse that I have to use as an A will be the number 5 Gold Double, Brett Calhoun, Ramon Vasquez. As you were saying, Ramon Vasquez just absolutely lights out on the turf. He actually does really, really quite well on the dirt as well. And this horse at last out made a big middle move, and really ran into the teeth of the pace. When the pace quickened, he was actually quickening more than the pace. So for me, the horse ran really big, right, with a big middle move and then ended up fading late. So I think that this horse, if the horse can ration his energy levels a little bit better, would be easily in the win. So for me, the 2 and the 5 are my A's. Then as a B, I'd have to use the 1, Rock and a Hard Place, and the number 6, American Code. I think this 10-to-1 American Code is kind of interesting. I think this horse is going to drift up. And if the horse can find any of the form from Feb 12 or January 30th of this year in those main special weights, I think that, that the pace kind of suits him. He's going to stock the pace and could easily run on from there. And then my lone C in this race would be the 8. This horse, long-term relationship for Ron Mocap. The speed figures are fine, and the class is a little bit questionable, but gets David Cabrera, and really think that this horse could improve with a little bit of a pace in front of them. So it's definitely a horse that I would want to use on a sprint ticket.
Pretty much, I look the same as you with the A's. The number 5 Gold Double will be my top pick. Love the fact we see the 81 breaking the maiden 2 back and then came back as a strong favorite, finished 3rd in the first time against winners in an allowance race. Didn't really drop the buyer that much down to a 79. Definitely, this one will be my top pick. The two Bordeaux Red, pretty much the same thing you said. 10-1, 73 buyer with a nice hot pace. You can almost upgrade that a little bit to like a 76, 77 maybe. Just one that I don't want to leave off my ticket with. Stuart Elliott hitting at 24% so far, and at Steve Asmussen pretty much leading connections here at Lone Star, and on a 10-1 shot, don't want to leave those off the ticket. So for me, I am just 2 and 5 as A's. That is it. Overall, if you use DRF Ticketmaker, my ticket will cost $268, and all A ticket is only $144. That is also a $2 increment, so if you hit it, you'll hit it 4 times. So other than that, I want to thank my special guest, Marshall Sterling, for coming on to the Lone Star Players podcast. And hopefully we can hit this thing, my man. I appreciate you coming on.
No, thank you. I appreciate it. You know, it's a fun sequence. It's very competitive. And boy, look at those. Watch those payouts after that last race. I'm sure that this thing will be nice and juicy when it comes down to hitting it.
This show has been a production of In the Money Media. In the Money Media's president is Pierre Thomas Forentail. Our chief creative officer is Jonathan Kitchen. Our In the Money Media business manager is Drew Coatney. I'm Spencer Lugenbuehl, and we will see you next time.